Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 89. Today, we have returning champion Pat here, who won the last bracket. What was it? What was our last bracket? I already forgot.
Drunk moves?
Drunk moves.
Drunk moves.
Oh, I wasn't even here.
And who won that? What won that?
It was fighting, right?
Was Leave that was fighting, one? Yeah. I mean, the fight, like the
really?
Fight.
I thought it was Heckler. I thought, did Heckler?
No, Heckler's was, I think, lost.
Was it bad stories?
That's, you're right. Oh. It was bad stories. Bad stories won.
But, you work with some shit storytellers out there. Yeah. If you bump into one of those guys at the bar.
Mm-hmm. So now we're doing the at Pat's suggestion, the bracket of worst things about being a dude. And, buddy, since we're not employed by Penn anymore. We're about to let some shit
there's
getting acute.
Yeah, shit's about to fly. No, we're just fucking around. But before we get into our bracket, let's hear from Factor. All right, let's talk about Factor. When the busy fall season is just around the corner, you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. If you're too busy with the end of your summer goals to cook, don't you want to make sure you're eating well? I mean, this is what we're all about. And we talk about Factor all the time in this pod. Factor is the absolute best because basically you put this thing in the microwave for like 2 minutes, you get it back, and it tastes like you literally just cooked the meal. So it's like whatever competitors where you got to do it all yourself, except you don't. You just unpack it, you put it in the microwave, and you cook it, and it's done. And the best part about it is that basically it all has a super really good like nutritional quality. So you're not over-proportioning anything, you're not under-proportioning anything. Everything is just perfectly well-made, and they have a whole bunch of guys that are just out there making sure that all of it's well-made too. So if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and you feel that so that you can feel your best for the rest of the summer, try protein plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. If you're looking for calorie-conscious options ahead of the busy season, try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. This August, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals that are delivered directly to your door. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off. Again, they're awesome. We love Factor. It's one of my favorite meal companies I think we've ever used. It's incredible. Super good meals.
Mm.
I legitimately love Factor.
Me too.
You guys get sent stuff by them? It's amazing. I don't know. I don't know if it's...
No, I like it a lot. I like it a whole lot.
Very good.
Like I've smelled other people's Factor and it was just...
Dude, it's like 2 minute microwave and it's like you had a legit meal.
Oh, it's great catching a whiff even. Yeah, if you're not eating, catching a whiff is the next best thing.
A whiff of someone else's food?
A whiff of Factor.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like it. Our first matchup of the day, a very interesting one. It's our number 12 seed versus our 5 seed. 5 seed is a very simple one. It's just balls, having testicles, the sweat, the discomfort, the sticking, the getting hit in them and hurting really bad and lasting a long time, way worse than pregnancy or childbirth.
I love having balls.
You're a balls guy?
I love having balls.
So are we wrapping all the bad things about balls
into one?
So
into
sweaty
one.
Balls, getting hit in balls. This is all part.
All
this is the 5 seed?
No, yeah, you'll see. It's all packaged into this.
Hey, mama.
And that's number 5 seed is going up against the 12 seed. The 12 seed is being afraid that you're making a girl nervous when you happen to be walking behind her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I try to be casual and I whistle.
Do you know what's
the... Let them know you're coming. You like make noise.
Yes, exactly.
Them.
But in what's worse, and at least that's the first thing I thought of when I saw it, was when you turn the same corner on the street as them, I'm like, this person is they think I'm murdering them, this poor woman.
If I ever get lost, like walking around the city and I like have to turn around and it's like a girl passes me and I turn around and follow, I'm just like,
Yeah.
I almost had a beautiful love story happen from this recently.
Tell me.
I was walking, well, almost is a big word. I was walking home from the office down down to the West Village, and me and this very hot blonde girl in like workout gear were just in lockstep like I guess we're just both walking south down 7th Avenue, and I was like trying to purposely get ahead of her at points so that she didn't think I was following her. But the way the lights were, we'd always end up side by side for like 20 blocks. And I have never, ever said anything to a girl like in public randomly like that. But I considered being like, I promise I'm not following you or something like that. And before I could do that, she was behind me at this point. Some other fucking guy went up and started talking to her. And I hear him talking to her. And I hear him like say they're making small talk. They clearly just mean he goes, what do you do for work? I didn't hear what she said. But his response was like, whoa, really? Haha, like, are you kidding? I was like, fuck, what the hell did she say? So then I keep listening to her, and she's like, yeah, me and all my friends from, like, London, we just moved over here, like, we were in
Canada. Oh.
And then she's like, I'm just going to meet up with some of them. Or he was, or what do you do for work? So again, I'm just going to meet up with some of them right now at a workout class. And then he started telling a story about a strip club. I think she was a fucking stripper. I think she was a stripper.
A British stripper?
Is this part of the long story?
I think that more or less what happened was there was a very pretty stripper that I was walking down for a while, and she could have ended up being my girlfriend.
Wait, so some other
you dating
other
a
guy,
stripper would be hilarious.
He just cold approached her.
Cold approached her. Like, he wasn't doing a whole 20 block. He wasn't following her for 20
like
blocks.
You
like, I
didn't put in the time. Like,
yeah, he didn't put in the time. He did half a block, and he was just like, well, it must be one of these, and he wasn't even that hot. He must be one of these confident guys.
Did he succeed? Did he fuck her?
I don't know. I don't turned onto my that block, far. And
that's a good start. Based off of what you saw, do you think you fucked her?
Probably not. No.
You got her number?
I don't know. I had to go. I kind of then at that point was like, well, I got to see how this ends.
Is it an attracted approach, or was it like?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how
you have
it
like pickup line
cold approaches.
I think it was a cold approach because, like, at first I was like, oh fuck, it must be someone she knows. But then judging by the questions, where are you from? What do you do for work? It was like, this motherfucker just cold approached her.
He's probably so fulfilled in life.
I know.
Yeah.
He's so happy. A CA on the street.
There I was for 20 fucking blocks, being like, what do I say to her?
Okay.
If I run the scientific method,
or watch the smoke show. Yeah. I'm not following you.
You want it?
That's right. You probably think I'm following you because you're so attractive.
Yeah, she was not feared or fearful of you at all.
All right, yeah.
Even in New York. Bit.
No. Yeah, everybody's walking. No, seriously. But I'm not following you. Now I think you are.
Yes, I'm not following you home.
She was talking
as
to that guy.
As beautiful as you may be, I'm not following you.
Gotta let you know I'm here.
You're gonna think sometime.
You, like, weren't even on her radar. Like, she didn't even realize you were there.
No, I think she did. She was talking to this guy to get away from him.
Oh, you think so? He did like the.
He's like this
bothering you.
Yes,
that dude probably went up to. Her was like this fucking dude following you.
Yeah, he
his
is
ass right now.
Has he said anything? No, he hasn't.
Probably a diehard fucking Hawks fan.
It could be. Did you ever do the? And I'm very curious with you specifically. Have you ever used the line like, "Hey, you want to be on Barstool? Do you want to be on Smoke Show?"
No. Truly, I'm not. I mean, if, like the Smoke Show's account, I was so because like at that point I was an intern, so like having like that just I literally had that idea in my head of that's a Barstool Radio segment. Our idiot intern is going around asking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you kept it professional by saying, "Hi, we'd like to highlight your tits on our Instagram page.
I've noticed you have giant tits.
Any interest in a collaboration?"
Just so Francis, so you know, our first matchup is just balls, everything about balls, the sweaty testicles, getting hit in them, all of that stuff versus being afraid of walking behind a woman and her thinking that you're trying to murder her.
We joke about the women thing. Honestly, that really doesn't bother me. If a woman is walking ahead of me and thinking that I'm walking behind her for some nefarious reason, she should look behind and see, you know, how well dressed I am, how nice my haircut is, and be like, oh, he's better looking than I am.
That's the thing. It has to be a more attractive.
He doesn't need
person.
To hurt me. He's out of my league. And then, you know.
I think this is Ted Bundy's defense.
Yeah.
He could have me if he gave it one second of effort.
He was the problem.
So like American Psycho type of deal?
Yeah. I don't need to clobber women to, you know.
Bed them.
To bed them.
Well, he was, women thought he was handsome.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've never felt more like Dennis in this exact moment.
It's balls.
It's balls. One for balls. Pat?
Those bother me more often than do these weird women.
The women are the weird ones here, yeah.
Yeah, but look, if I'm walking behind a woman and she turns around and she's like, stop following me, I'd be like, stop leading me.
Yeah, where are you taking me?
What the fuck are you doing?
Look at what you're wearing.
Slow down, I'll pass, and then you can follow me, and you'll see how that feels. You know what I mean? Like, shut the fuck up.
One for balls, Pat.
It's got to be balls. There's an issue with balls almost every day. Not Glennie balls, just your balls. You're always adjusting. And it's not only just the physical testicles themselves and what they're housed in, the scrotum, but it's the like the biological like things that come along with it. Mm-hmm. Don't balls make you horny? No.
And balls make testosterone you horny. Comes from
testosterone comes from balls, right?
I think
that. And there's a whole mental aspect to that too. Mm-hmm. So it's balls.
One for balls. Or that's the second for balls.
Patty, you're looking pretty good these days. You're looking pretty cut.
Thank you, Francis.
Have you been lifting?
No, just stressed.
Oh, I'm very sick.
Terminally ill.
Just terminal, actually.
KB.
Yeah, what? Who has like a best ball memory?
Balls?
What positives do balls
sweet
deliver?
Pat. Sweet potato pat.
Looking at someone else is who's it's a massive burden to him.
It's an Achilles heel for every man. The
what is like your best ball? Like, oh man, that really boosted my mood. What happened?
Best ball memories don't involve your balls.
It's yeah,
watching Jackass and watching balls get crushed.
I would say going on like a roller coaster or a free
oh, the floating ball.
Yeah, oh,
incredible point.
Great. So there's the one pro.
That's the one upside.
I thought that was stomach.
The balls are the metronome of fucking.
Oh,
better,
true.
It keeps the time. It's
very good point.
Right.
Wow, yeah. I'm just trying to know, yeah, fucking, you're not hammering a girl without balls.
No, dude, there'd be no reason.
Fucking her horribly, even if it's just a psychological thing.
I mean, you could be a eunuch.
Yeah, but they're not fucking. They're not hammering. Fucking.
If we were biologically born without balls, like we would, no one would be fucking hard.
No, dude.
And you want to be hard?
I'm all shaft.
Like, it would be the weakest stroke.
With all shaft.
No sign of a good stroke.
Balls are the reason the fellas lay it down.
Yeah, when you're on top and they hit her butthole.
Yeah. You got me.
Tap 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 tappity. Tapperoonie. Hello.
Oh,
I'm not even trying to do that. This is the way I am.
There's one porn star I remember seeing where he was almost entirely shaft, and it was horrifying. I'm not sure if you've seen this man. I don't know his name, but he's fucking, and his dick is almost all shaft and a singular ball.
His dick is almost all shaft?
The dick is all shaft.
Correction, his genitals are almost entirely shaft. It is just a frightening thing to look at. So you're going with balls?
Which is worse?
Which is the worst thing about being a guy?
Yeah, the other thing bothers you on a regular basis. You are a broccoli florette of a man. Yeah, yeah. Balls are worse.
Nick,
I think without balls, what are we? You know, balls are the reason middle school sleepovers were funny. Balls are the reason the Jackass movies are successful. Ball scratching your balls at the end of the day is what a relief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, balls are the reason I'm me. I'm going with the other one.
I'm with the other one.
What a sound.
Balls are the reason I'm me.
That was kind of good.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll say it. I like sometimes when a girl puts one of my balls in her mouth.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that's.
I don't like it. I'm afraid of a testicular torsion.
No, it's good shit. It's
How
good shit.
About when she reaches behind and cups.
Yeah, don't mind.
Oh, don't mind. That
don't mind.
Francis is cooking with gas.
Without
today.
Being asked.
Forgot about the.
Oh, you bad girl.
Caress.
Those are good ball memories. We said there are no good ball memories.
Yeah,
what
is great
point?
Yeah, gentle.
I've only been with short arm women.
I don't want you sucking all ball, but a little. Put it in your mouth every once in a while. A little kissy for my ball.
Ew.
A little kissy for Tom.
She appreciates all of Tom.
Don't you dare stop stroking it while you're doing it. Don't you dare.
You really focus on that tip. It's really all about
all about the tip. Always
all
has
about
been.
The tip. I don't need the base of my shaft.
No, no one needs that. No one
Nobody
feels that.
Your dick's not getting hard to be sucked without the ball.
Dick is not a democracy.
You guys are hard.
No, heavens no.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time on that head and maybe give my ball a little kissy.
So you're going with,
I'm gonna go the with other. The balls, though.
After all, he's
that.
Really laying it all out there. What a fucking sicko!
Yeah, balls, sweaty. It's they're not great to look at. I have a lot of issues with balls. The scrotum itself is kind of cool texture, I guess. But other than that,
it's elastic.
Got a cool texture.
I got a cool texture going on, baby.
If anything I'm into, it's the texture of the membrane.
Balls can leave the texture.
I'll admit, I'll feel the skin.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of cool, you know?
Arguably the most off-putting part about the balls.
That's the worst
texture.
Part of balls.
But that's worse than, you know, potentially being a creep, I guess. If it's, I do hate that, too. I do feel awkward and uncomfortable. I will quite cross the street, or sometimes I'll even go like the other direction just so I don't appear to be a creep. But balls are worse.
I think different people have to worry about it.
You stop and go in the complete opposite direction.
Well, in New York, you know, it's a grid system. So you just like, all right, I'm just gonna call this block a day. I'm just gonna go over the other.
That way you can cut her off at the next block.
Yes. That's right. Plumber, hey, sprinting down the street.
This is no offense. Hey. Plumber is someone that, like, if it was following girl, the girl would be.
No, I'm not.
They'd be terrible.
That's true.
It's true, Tommy. No. Yes. I'm not scary.
And I really didn't want that to
be. A woman could probably beat me in a fight. She's probably like, oh, this guy's nothing. You know, this is.
No, she probably assumes you have a blade.
Yeah. Weaponed.
Oh.
Or that you're a ghost. Being followed by an
weirdest
apparition.
Happened on my walk home from work, a ghost? Yeah, this,
yeah. Che, is your mic even on? I'm not sure if his mic is on. Let's hear.
No, he's not
balls.
On.
Oh, Che said balls.
Put it up higher.
Balls. Okay. There we go.
So balls are being a creep?
Yeah. Or being
perception
a creep.
Of being
so in your head that you're afraid of being a creep.
Yeah.
To someone who doesn't even think about you.
I think we're all kind of a creep, but like we don't push that line to where it's like actually a creep. So I'm going to say balls.
That was scary.
Right?
Balls is going to win. Next up, we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. By the way, the afraid of walking behind woman was Clemmers. Now
it just goes, yeah.
Makes sense.
The number 4 seed, not being able to make thousands of dollars on OnlyFans, mm-hmm. very reasonable one, yeah. Versus the number 13 seed, which is having to protect your family. It's funny to read.
Oh, what a burden.
We'll start with a family man, Che.
That is something you think about. I didn't submit this one, but that is certainly something you think about. Like, if there is an intruder, it's like, oh, fuck, like, I'm the guy.
Those guys, yes.
Spot on. Yeah.
Right.
Because, like, what do you do? Like,
you have to investigate scary noises in the house.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
That is on you by nature
true.
Of your gender.
So,
sexist.
I'm slightly bitch made. This has happened to me a few times.
So what do lesbian couples do? They just get robbed?
Yeah.
Whichever Lever's one has watch. Shorter
just
hair.
Just walk into a lesbian's home and just take whatever yeah. you want.
Whoever has shorter hair goes.
They have the most bugs in their house. Teeming with insects.
Nobody's killing spiders.
Whichever one wore the pantsuit at the wedding.
Jesus. Yeah.
So our house alarm has gone off a couple times and in the middle of the night. And so my wife's been like, go check it out. And I've been each time I've been like, holy shit. So you like take a bat around it and you look. But one time the noise was like too real. So I was like, fuck, I'm not going. Let's call the police. So we called the police and the police did a walkthrough.
What if it was a lady cop.
Yeah, I mean, that shit's terrifying. So I
was anything found? Was there anything?
No, it was a couple of years ago. It was our neighbor who's moved. Their son apparently was like a weed dealer, and our backlight sensor went on, and maybe someone called and said that there was a person like by our back deck, which Ooh. Is where there's a door.
Someone just trying That's to get a bag?
Like like a neighbor. So they saw that and they saw the person. They're like, hey, so there's a suspicious character walking around like at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
This person's like back deck. So they called the cops and coincidentally heard a noise. I guess I heard them outside.
Sounds like your neighbor was smoking some good weed. Mm-hmm. Very, very anxious.
So you're going to go with the protecting the family over being able to make a lot of money on OnlyFans?
I mean, if we really could, is anyone in here really doing that?
What do you mean? If
Fuck
we could,
yes. Are you kidding me?
So quickly.
Absolutely.
You're like banging. You're
I'm not.
You're
I'm
absolutely
not.
Not.
You don't even have to.
Some people you, here. Some, I'll just say this. Some ladies here are making a lot.
We have coworkers.
They're not banging.
So
I'll go with protecting my family then.
Protecting your family.
Jay hates protecting his family.
Clemmer?
Yeah. It's definitely protecting my family. I remember like we were in New Hampshire and we had a house and you hear like a noise downstairs. You like do mental inventories like, all right, I have the bat here. I have knives downstairs. And then, like, What am I doing? Am I actually even like strong enough to fight an evil burglar man?
I'm surprised you just don't have like Home Alone booby traps.
Yeah.
Can of paint on dental floss here.
No, I'm like, like you walk downstairs and you're walking quiet so the burglar won't find. The whole thing is just awful. Yeah, terrifying stuff. Eat that by a mile. People make more money, you know, God bless. That's great. I love the idea of people making more money. Great. So, I like that. I'm happy the girls here can make more money. That's great.
Is it bad that when you said I have knives downstairs, I wasn't picturing like your kitchen knives. I thought you had a wall of like
that's what
size and like swords.
No.
Ben Affleck and The Accountant.
Like literally, yes.
No. I'm a pacifist. I don't have any weapons or anything like that. I said
he had knives.
Well, in the kitchen, the block of knives you have. I'm just trying to think of anything I could do to ward off this evil burglar man.
Even married, you have a knife block.
Yes, it's like a must. Yeah,
sharp shit in there.
You might have had the first club. Maybe the first bow and arrow that's ever existed.
But even if there was somebody in your home, would you stab them?
I'd like to think I would. You think about it when you're down. You're like, all right, you can't hesitate, right? You gotta go in there and get him. You have to, because you can't. If you wait, he's gonna come at you.
That's a truth.
And that's what you're thinking when you're creeping downstairs. You're like, do I even have the chutzpah to do that? I don't know.
Does he have the chutzpah?
Always wondering about my chutzpah.
Yeah,
if you use the word chutzpah, you don't.
Yeah. Perfect rule of thumb.
Tommy.
This dude with the black eyes, like, I bumped into a guy with so much chutzpah.
You two both have families. I don't, so this isn't a point I'm
at. You are alone, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm also way younger than you.
Yeah, but like, you're alone, though.
I don't, that's a fear. God, it would be so nice to just put up pictures of myself and make like maybe a second income that's even bigger than your current income.
Frank the Tank kind of does with Cameo, which is unfair.
True.
He has like the male version of OnlyFans with Cameo.
I'm gonna go with protecting. Protecting the family. It's scary. It could kill you.
You're gonna.
But I don't buy that as a parallel because women can be on Cameo too.
It's very true, but it's like the only version of that we have as men. Not
well, men can be on OnlyFans.
It doesn't equal the playing field.
You won't make any money. Well,
a lot of men. Well,
Tommy tried it. He didn't make any money.
Some money.
Made about $600 on OnlyFans, and like that was with the promotion of it being a joke. Like
how much
I was
do you
doing
make,
that.
Pat?
I knew you were gonna bring. You were gonna bring this up. I'll wait my turn.
Okay.
Nick?
Ooh. A lot. I'll tell you that much. Well, we're not barely three figures.
Even if I knew I would make money off of OnlyFans, I wouldn't do it. That's a confidence issue. And I don't want anybody jerking off to me. I don't like the idea.
Someone's definitely jerked off. Such a compliment to have someone jerk off.
I don't like the idea.
It's a terrible take. Why would you want that so bad?
That makes me uncomfortable to think that somebody's like,
somebody definitely has.
Dude, people are jerking off to you every day.
No!
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That's definitely
I believe it's
possible.
Every
I don't. I don't hard disagree with him. There is a chance that there is a guy or a girl like out there who is obsessed with you.
Yes.
And it pulls up pictures and videos of you and fucks.
Absolutely. Off. But yes. What you like? Every, you like crave that power?
You saying that made me phenomenally uncomfortable. I couldn't know, like,
I got hard.
See the number.
Someone doing that for me.
No, I don't like that one bit. So, yeah, it's not something I would take advantage of. Protecting the family, what if you do it poorly?
You never hear the end of it?
Yeah. Leave them fatherless?
Yeah. No, or they die.
Yeah.
Or if you go hot, yeah, that's a.
Well, you think about that too, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll probably die first, and I won't have the guilt anymore. Like, you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going downstairs. You're
you
like,
do?
If I fuck this up, they'll probably kill my wife, but they'll get to me first, and I'll be dead, so I won't feel guilty.
Mm-hmm. Or they just walk by, like, no, we're going for your wife and kids.
It's not usually how they do it, though. They usually make you watch.
Yeah.
See, all of this is so terrifying.
Yeah, you're like giving me anxiety. I can see it. It's like a knot in his stomach.
I don't like this.
KB.
Yeah, you have a newborn baby girl or boy, and you've never conversed, share no like sentiments or values, and then you're immediately expected to put your life on the line, just even if it kills you both.
Mm-hmm. Even if the baby had bad vibes.
Wait, why would conversing matter? It's your child.
It's like a child you've never talked to them.
You don't know what he's.
But that, as soon as it's born, like you have to put your life on the line to save that child.
I'd imagine there's something chemical that happens to you though that makes you want to protect.
Mm-hmm. Pat?
No?
I mean, kind of. Like,
nah.
Yeah, there is. Like when the baby's born, you're supposed to do like skin to skin, or I don't know.
Hold on.
You're supposed to like hold your baby like shirtless, and like there's supposed to be like some type of bond that's supposed to be that's a real thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
I think it's more that you feel responsible the second this child's born. That's what they're saying, right?
Yes.
You're the father. This is my duty.
True. He's trying to point to like an event. But yeah, I guess it's just.
I think you
feel like
I'm wrong, but
physiological, like
I understood. Yeah, I understood what you said, KB, to mean like I don't feel at, like it's my duty because I don't know this.
You don't know the kid. I think it'd be a lot more. You'd be a lot more willing if the kid was, you know, grown.
I wouldn't do it for like a
20 years old. You know exactly who he is.
You wouldn't do it for a neighbor's kid. Like if someone's going to go murder a neighbor's kid, you'd be like, go ahead.
Yeah, you're expected.
But like, I would be like, like whatever happens, happens. But if it's my kid, like, yeah, I'm jumping in there.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't save a stranger's kid?
If there's like a bad guy with like a knife and they're like about to kill a kid, like, I don't know. Like, I'm risking my life for that.
That's, you know, I agree with you.
Anybody that calls me crazy is a fucking liar.
I agree.
Dude, I would save a neighbor's kid.
I would try everything I could. Because otherwise,
you got to weigh the percentages and the chances of surviving.
I'd be locking my door.
Yeah, you have to, of course.
I've been looking for a moment to be a hero my whole life. Really have. I get off.
I can feel it.
I want to be a fucking hero so fucking badly.
So that's another option, by the way, that was submitted by someone for a different bracket, for a different time. But small moments that make you feel like a hero.
Yeah.
We should do it like.
But like to me, it's so severe that if I thought there was a chance that like if I saw that kid at risk, the neighbor's kid, and I thought there was a good chance the story wouldn't get out, I wouldn't save him.
That's probably a bad example. If you saw if you saw your neighbor's house getting broken into, would you go run into the house?
No, I'd call the cops.
Probably not.
No, exactly. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Exactly. I'd call the cops. But if the kid is
that's different,
at risk.
If it's a family.
If the kid's fucking drowning.
Yeah, I'm going to go help him.
If someone's chasing him around with a knife, I'm looking the other way.
I like how you say that. Not even like you're going to go call the cops.
Wait,
that's not my business.
It's not his business.
Not my problem.
Pat, would you, how could you
like minding my own business?
How could you live? How could you live with yourself if the kid
I'd be alive,
got killed?
That's
how I'd live. So I got easily with my lungs and heart.
That's how I'd live.
A punctured free body.
Pat,
protecting your family is much, much, much worse.
Much, much worse.
Right?
Yeah, no, you got that right. You got that right.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, the duty of just, you know, I it is on me now to put myself in front as a human shield.
Such a burden.
In an active shooting situation. Ooh. I have to eat bullets for my family. I mean, that is just a shitty reality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what we do as men.
And tries to harm your future adopted Asian child. You and your boyfriend, it's like a tag team match.
Yeah.
You guys are probably he's sliding chairs up to you.
Yeah, we would probably push each other. I would use him as a human shield.
Yeah.
I would do. I don't know what that situation would be like. We don't have kids, so it would just be every man for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if you're first, good luck to you. I can't imagine myself like, well, I don't know. Like, if someone is attacking him, I have to step in.
Yeah, you would.
No, you wouldn't. You probably rough and rowdy.
He's a dude. You're fucking.
You wouldn't be met with
dude.
The same ridicule and shame.
Like if I had a kid, no.
Even,
but it's also
even a woman
married.
Like if you didn't step in to protect a girlfriend, you'd be ridiculed. But if you were a guy, as a gay guy, like there's totally a different standard to that. I think.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, I don't consider that my responsibility.
You never have to do anything.
My responsibility.
Yeah,
I consider it his responsibility. Defend yourself.
Right.
And I would do the same.
What a fair circumstance.
Extremely fair. So the winner.
Beautifully modern gay couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
you guys have it all figured out.
Exactly. Yeah,
we do. We have no problems.
The winner is protecting the family. The loser is the OnlyFans one, which was Tommy's.
Yeah, we were literally talking about it this morning.
We were.
Office when you asked for submissions, and I was like, yeah, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
So OnlyFans won?
Are you OnlyFans lost, got swept, and it was Tommy's option. Just want to make sure that.
What?
It was your option.
I know we go through this every week. I consider having a losing pick good because it means one of your submissions made the bracket.
Like, it's true.
A lot of people.
You always submit the most, though.
The bracket.
Yeah, you always submit the most.
Oh, I'm sorry. I work the hardest for it.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Cloud Shine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
The number eight seed, being shunned out of ordering certain drinks. This specific example used, and I'm not going to say again who submitted it, wanting to order a lemon drop martini but being pressured into drinking an old fashioned instead. That's going up against the number nine seed, having to put a lot of effort.
So obviously KB.
Having to put a lot of effort.
She wasn't.
Having to put a lot of.
I just order them regardless.
Yeah, me too. That's kind of where I'm at.
Having to put a lot of effort into having sex.
Girls have way more effort, don't they?
No, like the effort into getting laid, let me say.
Way more effort into getting laid.
So, Francis, you're up first. The effort it takes to get laid as a man versus being shunned out of drinking
drinks. Yeah, I'm not bothered at all about ordering a feminine drink on the menu. I get excited when there's fruit in a drink. I like small shaved ice. I like mint sprigs,
all of that. You like whiskey as well, don't you?
I have to be in the right mood. More often than not, if I read the right sort of words in a drink, in a cocktail, I'm opting for one that's more tropical, passion fruity, paradise-oriented, whatever. And I have no qualms about that. And I think that's a security thing. I feel secure in my manhood enough to order a fruity feminine drink.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Anytime I see coconut on a mixed drink, I usually order it.
When the time in my life from when I lost my virginity until I was probably, I don't know, 25. So that chunk sucked. It sucked because you know what sex is. The seal has been broken, but it is very hard to have it. The stars align such that a woman is consenting to have sex with you during that period. All of a sudden, you get to an age where, you know, everybody wants it the same amount. So it's like it gets easier. But during that time, that's a long period of time to be desperate and wanting something and not being able to make it happen. So that, I would say, is the shitty thing.
The effort for sex, Pat.
It's effort for sex versus fruity drink?
Yes.
Well, I guess... God, this is tough.
I don't think I've ever really struggled with any of these. Yeah, that's my question. That's the best part about being gay.
Everyone wants to fuck.
I guess it's probably effort for sex because if you want a drink, you just order a drink. And it's also funny to get a really fruity drink. That's like always a laugh if you get a big frozen drink. So yeah, effort for sex for sure.
Effort for sex.
Pat, question. Have you ever met a guy who you were like making the moves on and they were like, you need to take me on three dates first?
No.
So, has any gay dude ever just been like, I'm just here to dance with my friends?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. No. Like, that doesn't happen.
No, these are things that I've actually never once thought about. Yeah. I've never thought about like a friend interrupting or like cock blocking or something. Or
just joins in.
Or someone like being out for clearly. Yeah, exactly. Or being out for like a platonic good time. That just doesn't exist.
Definitely not. All right. KB.
Yeah, it's the effort it takes to stack bodies.
Went to phrase it like that.
Everyone got so quiet when I was making my answer and it made me
nervous. It was too true.
Was I being too real? Yeah. I was trying to dance around it. I mean, not dance around it, but be very gentle with how I levied that.
No, you did a good job. I thought.
I don't get to. I want to cut that too. Right. Keep an eye on that. Just mark.
Yeah, that.
That was 100%.
I was wondering. You're talking about 18 to 25.
Nothing wrong with that. Huh?
Being horny when you're
at age 25? Sucks.
Yes, it sucks.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, for a guy.
Other than like college, like
it got to a point you weren't even horny. You just wanted to meet some societal
expectation.
Yeah. I was horny.
The worst is like the 2 years after college, because college is kind of a, you know, that's an easier
free for all.
No. Yeah.
Oh, and no, it was the 2 years after. It's like, all right, I'm in the workplace now.
Right after college.
Oh, I was the opposite.
That could have also.
Well, I had zero in college.
Yeah, college was not easy.
Oh,
yeah. 25 ish.
Same.
When it got.
Oh no, not me, but you.
All it was allowed.
All of a sudden, you got to an age where you were like, "Whoa, we're having sex." Like a woman would initiate it. Mm-hmm. That started happening. And I'd be like, holy shit, I didn't even think
that could happen that quickly.
I didn't think this was going there.
Yeah, I guess in college it's a little bit different because like when you're meeting with women, it could just be so many more times was just a regular occasion. You know what I mean? Like, and then once you get past the age like 25, you're saying you're almost explicitly meeting with women that you are mutually attracted to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's an understanding.
There's a real intention to the dating dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Both sides.
So definitely a little bit easier. I agree with that. Nick.
Yeah, I used to put a ton of effort into like dates in college and they just end up fucking one of my roommates.
That's true. That's true.
Sweet potato Pat?
No, Pat was my roommate. But yeah, like it just the effort and that it was demoralizing.
And everyone around you was lying about how much pussy they were getting.
Everybody was lying on pussy.
Everyone was lying on pussy.
And everybody, like every morning, you'd talk about these sexcapades.
That was
like,
part of the culture.
Yeah.
And you just wanted to impress your roommates, pretty much.
Yeah. But there was always the guy that really did get the pussy.
There was.
And he was just like, dude, yeah, just like go talk to him. Just like,
you know, he'd be like,
he was like the hottest.
You're describing
guy.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Describing Rudy.
Hard. Dude, what? Yeah, just go talk to him. Like, they're regular people. No, they're not.
Yeah. Everybody used to say BT&E. And I said, what's that? And he goes, be tall and exist.
I mean, that's how I felt.
That's great. That's sort of spot on.
Yeah. You are tall.
I know, but he was tall.
All right. So you're going with the effort for sex, Tommy?
Yeah. I like, much like KB, I don't have any shame ordering a pink girly drink. Like Pat's, I think it's kind of it could be a fun joke. Like I'll do it on a first date as a date. But
the bartender always, like the roll of the eyes from the bartender does get to me.
I don't think that's like because it's girly. I think it's just because sometimes those drinks require a lot of effort. Like if I'm ordering a Malibu Bay Breeze at like the Gem Saloon, he's probably like, are you fucking kidding me? Like get a fucking Corona.
Every Smirnoff Ice is better than beer.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like taste-wise?
Yeah, by far. By far.
But I'm not buying a six for that.
I don't agree.
Smirnoff Ice.
When I was younger, I thought that.
Yeah.
And then I got to a point.
Well, I haven't had one in a very long time, but yeah.
But yeah, I mean like, if you're just even an average or below average looking girl, I think you can genuinely have sex every single night. With very minimal effort, go to a bar, you could have sex every night, 365 days a year.
And not with like an ugly person. Like,
you know, you
an attractive
guy. You could find a guy more attractive than you.
Yes, exactly.
Every night.
And that's like, if you've done that once as a guy, it's like a monument.
There is no excuse for a woman to be the worst looking in the couple.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wait.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, because it's easier for a...
Is that incorrect?
Yeah. No, it's ignoble.
No. You're I think you're saying...
I mean that it that just writes off any idea that a man could date a woman for her personality.
I forgot about that.
I forgot about women's personality.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying a girl should always date a guy more attractive than her?
The other way
around. Yeah.
The right. girl should always That's, be hotter. But I've
no,
met
no, no, he's saying the opposite.
No. The guy should always be hotter.
What?
No, but that's just
no.
Not the case.
It doesn't happen that way, but he's saying...
I know what you're saying.
Thank you.
Wait, what are you? Then I don't
know. Yeah, I lost it.
Girls can get guys much
easier. Girls can get guys so much easier.
Dude, if a guy is hotter than a girl and they're in a relationship, the New York Post writes a story about it.
Yeah.
Like, look, how I deal with being the better looking, whatever. It just doesn't happen.
I think the girl would be kind of insecure about it, too. Like, at least if it was like on the biggest levels I'm talking about.
You're saying most relationships... The guy is hotter than the girl.
He's saying the way it should be.
Saying the way it should be, not the way it is.
This is like sitcom dads.
Damn, that is not how I've always wanted to be with people that I thought were more attractive than I am.
It's not a
want.
I'm just saying it's easier for women to get men than it is for men to get women.
Yeah.
So Tommy, you're going with the laid thing.
Yeah.
Clemmer?
Yeah, if someone has a problem with my drink, that's their problem. Like, if I order...
off, Queen.
I mean, we're all...
Sound so sassy? Yeah.
If I order, like, a
edit
goofy...
long nails on the...
I was going to say.
Nail meme? I mean, if I order a goofy drink, that? You know, and goofy. Someone's got a problem
goofy
with that...
Goofy is different.
Goofy-ass drink is totally different.
Goofy's different than
you don't want to order a goofy drink.
No, no.
Nothing to do with masculinity.
A slice of pineapple on the rim. A monkey.
I got a fucking pie for a
the
drink.
The curly straws.
Yeah. Summer's always ordering the goofiest drink.
Goofy-ass
drink. Oh, the goofy drink. And if I enjoy it, then I'm having a good time. And if someone has a problem with it, fuck them.
You get so that's Bloody Mary with some bacon in it.
Whoa.
That's pretty goofy. Actually, it doesn't sound that bad. So I would, yeah.
What makes a drink goofy? Is the coaster a whoopee cushion?
What all great right. timing.
Wow, that was good. I forgot how good you are at that.
It never doesn't hit.
So I'll choose the, you know, having difficulty getting sex.
Difficulty, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, difficulty getting sex, this for some people takes decades. Laughed at.
I mean, we put up the data that guy did on 4 years of dating apps.
45,000
swipes,
two dates,
200 matches, 190 of which didn't reply to him.
Yeah.
Two dates, two times stood up.
Oh no.
Saddest flow chart on earth.
Jesus.
How do you get stood up in 2023? Like, how do you not just text before, like, you're leaving your apartment, like, hey, we still good for
something?
Did. Like,
it's because of texting. The you don't have to face someone to get out of things.
Or even hear them.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, I would send a confirmation. I'll send a confirmation text like an hour, half hour before. And if I don't get a confirmation text, you don't show up.
Yeah, you don't even show up.
Right. So it's like you shouldn't be like sitting at the restaurant being like, I wonder if she's coming.
Right. You should confirm like, hey, you're on your way.
Yeah,
if they don't respond, then you probably
don't go.
Leave.
You don't go.
Would never enter the building.
If your match rate on the dating app is 0.0001,
maybe you take your chance.
You're probably going to the restaurant.
You got
it. Has bad service.
You're staying there for a long time.
That's what I don't get. The staying there. Oh, she'll be here. Never happened.
But if I'm that success rate, I'm staying there until it closes. Yeah,
All right. Now we get to do the chain game to see who plays our number one. Che, you want to stay for the chain game? You got time?
Sure. I got like 2 minutes. Yeah.
All right. Having to initiate and sustain flirtatious conversation on dating apps with some of the most internally heinous and externally mediocre women in your metropolitan area.
That's under the lines of what we just said.
It's KB's.
The effort that you have to put in. Yeah.
Being deprived of generational appropriate advice on mating and affection. It was KB's as well, which is true.
A lot of the older generations will give you advice that is straight up predatory.
Yeah.
By today's standards.
Oh, yeah.
Tell her to smile and pinch her ass.
Yeah. Keeping your mouth...
Grab her by the pussy.
Yeah. Keeping your mouth shut during an argument with your girlfriend. Pat, actually, was those yours. Mm-hmm. Which is true. Wanting to use low punny on your Pokemon team, but everybody will think you're a horny freak.
Yeah. You can't use the Pokemon low punny, even though it's pretty good in PvE. It's pretty balanced attack, and you can't use that Pokemon without every other dude thinking you're like a horny freak.
People automatically assuming that we killed our wives. Francis.
Every time a wife dies.
Yeah.
Well, who's the
anybody's
husband.
Wife.
99% of cases, it's the husband.
With his mouth shut too long.
That's a damn good one.
We can't lay down in our bed and kick our feet up in the air while talking on the phone with our friends. Those Tommies.
Just something so sweet, it seems, about that. I wish I could do.
I don't know what this means, so you're going to have to explain this. Getting aloha'd by another guy?
Oh, alpha'd.
You wrote aloha.
Did it auto-correct?
No. I like that. A Hawaiian surfing up and grabbing your chick.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I thought
aloha.
It was like a term
I girl?
Didn't know. Yeah, I refuse to fix texting spelling errors, but it's getting alpha'd mm-hmm. by a guy. If you get alpha'd, that's one of the worst things that can happen. In conversation,
yes.
In any athletic feat.
I get so mad, too.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Mad. Yeah.
Getting
so pathetic on our end to even consider that like a
term.
I looked, dude, you had me looking on Urban Dictionary. I was like, what the fuck is getting aloha? Figure out what that, I didn't know if it was like a subculture thing. Holy yeah. shit. Okay, so run through real quick. Having you initiate and sustain a flirtatious conversation on dating apps with some of the most internally heinous and externally mediocre women in your metropolitan area, being deprived of generational appropriate advice on mating and affection, keeping your mouth shut during an argument with your girlfriend, the Pokemon one, I mean, that's a hot Pokemon.
Yeah, that's
a hot Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
People automatically assuming that we killed our wives, not being able to lay down and kick your feet up in the air while you're talking on the phone.
Assuming that it's not on the regular bracket, can I opt to swap mine for another one of mine?
Which one?
Can I swap that for not being able to tickle your boys' backs?
You didn't include that. You can include that
tickle
if you want.
Tickle or scratch?
I put that on. Tickle and scratch. I love getting
I wouldn't
back.
Care. I wouldn't want to get tickled.
A scratch.
I would like tickle. To get scratched.
Yeah. Not being like, I feel like girls can do that. Ooh, scratch my back. You can't really do that with your, like as a leisure activity, I'd love to be able to tickle my boys' backs.
One of the cool things about being a guy is that you don't have to, like, it's not as touchy as girls are with each other. Yeah, I don't want you touching me.
I wish it was that way.
So we'll include the tickle scratch thing. Yeah. Che, which one of those do you want for the chain?
I kind of like the, so what, you're swapping out the kick your feet up in the air?
You could add it, I guess.
You can add it.
Okay. I like the kick your feet up in the air. I think that's a refreshing take on manhood.
I never thought about it that
you
way.
I mean, what's stopping you from doing that?
Yeah, you can still do it.
Society.
Who's watching you do that in your bedroom?
Who knows who's watching me?
I mean, yeah, your alarms in your house are going off nonstop.
Yeah.
Clemmer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Pokemon thing. It's a similar thing, but like when you're playing Mario Kart, you can't be the princess, or else you're kind of like a weird, like people are like, why are you the, like, then you have to like answer these questions. Just let me do the Pokemon. Let me do the Mario Kart.
People are grilling you on.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, cool. You know, it's like, I don't know. I just want to fucking race the thing. I don't know.
Go to drink his orange juice, you get zapped. Tommy.
I'm going to go with my added back tickle scratch. I genuinely, like, I don't want really right now. I'm really looking for a serious relationship, but the only reason I would is I'd like somebody to tickle my back. I love getting my back tickled. I love when people write on my back, oh, guess what, I'm writing on your back. And like, I have truly nobody in my life to do that to me right now. And if it was just acceptable to have my friends do that,
you need a girlfriend, dude.
It sounds like you might need a girlfriend.
I'm saying I would literally just have it for that. I don't, yeah, that one reason. More than sex. Yeah, you could have sex with a girl on a one-night stand. You can't ask her on a one-night stand to fucking tickle your back.
That's true. That'd be weird.
You can ask him anything. It'd
be a little weird.
It'd be weird.
I don't know. I think that'd be a little weird, wouldn't it?
No. I think it'd be kind of funny.
If you said tickle my back, yes. If you said scratch my back, no.
Yeah. Let's play a game where you write on my back. That'd be weird.
Let's play a game. You come out on a tricycle? Let's play a game.
Tickle my back.
Nick.
What do you want me to do to you?
It's 100% wife murder.
Yeah.
I'm horrified. That's why I'm unwed. If she dies... I'm going to be, it's like, it's so scary.
And the weird thing is about this whole thing is like, she could die in the most like separation, like 50 degrees of separation from you. You're still the prime suspect.
You're 17 states away.
Yes.
And it's, why wasn't he there?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
What a perfect alibi.
You do think about that. when you get married, you're like, this,
your neighbor's like, I heard him yelling.
Like the husband of that teacher that blew up in the Challenger disaster.
Yeah.
Like they're probably like, what was he up to though? Right. Was he manufacturing O-rings? O-rings?
Yeah. Your best friends immediately start to think.
Yes.
Like couples, you know, people you hang out with, doesn't matter. It's just statistically it's him.
Yeah.
He did.
But it's not the same for a wife if the husband dies. Just like, yeah, it was a tragedy. Heart attack.
That sucks.
Yeah.
KB?
Yeah, your wife gets bludgeoned to death. Phillip's head. It's the worst day of her life, the worst day of your life by such a significant margin. Then you have to go in and get questioned for 8 hours. And yeah, your friends and family are suspecting that you did it.
Even if you're proven innocent, there's still people.
Right,
that
and there's
think
people
that,
in your life who will always.
Doubters. There's people out of your life. There's subreddits dedicated to proving your guilt.
Yeah. There's Netflix documentaries that'll be made about you.
Legend to death of the Phillips head.
That would take
driver.
A long time.
That would take so long.
I was thinking, I guess, pierced.
Yeah, punctured.
Sad. Punctured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take forever.
It depends if you use the handle or the actual.
I'm saying it would be
unless
a
it was a horrific day.
Phillips head.
Yeah. Phillips head.
Oh.
Oh, literal.
Yeah, then you crush.
Guy's head
you crush your bitch.
Okay. Pat.
Same thing.
Wife murder?
Head wife, yeah. Murder suspect. Yeah.
Murder suspects.
It's that one for sure.
All right, so the wife murder suspect thing versus
that might be my personal one seed. That's a fear I never knew I had.
It's a great one by Francis.
That one's
never get married.
That's That's going up the number one seed, getting drafted into a war. Which is a really rough one.
That would be sick. Got drafted into a war. It's like mandatory heroism.
No.
I strongly. But you're every.
That would be.
I think heroism is very rare.
Break from life. It's like you're doing your duty.
Three hots and a cop. I consider like getting shot at a break.
You're just thinking of the Gulf War.
You get drafted when you're like 20, though. You don't get drafted when you're like our age. You get drafted when you're young.
You're thinking about like ideal wars.
I wouldn't. I feel like everyone at some point has thought about going to the military.
Yeah,
even if it's for like a split second. That's the push you need to do it is by saying yes, you can go do this. Camaraderie. I wouldn't mind being. I want to be drafted.
I thought I was. I was scared I was going to get drafted because 9/11 happened. I was 21, and I'm like, "Fuck, this could go bad." And I don't really want to go fight in the war. My grandfather did, and I'm like, "He did it. I have to do it. I'm sure if I get drafted." And you have those thoughts. It's scary. I applaud anyone.
Could have become like Captain America with
They would have hit that body.
Would have had to have done
get
that.
Get out of it.
I will say, if I am in 2002, you know, a member of Al Qaeda, and I see you coming, I'm like, how did they fucking get that praying mantis to carry a submachine gun? That is a terrifying thing. I'm heading the other way.
You'll hold my gun. I'm using a rock on this one.
It's a waste of rounds. Okay, so Francis.
Being Sorry, Clemmer, I love
come
it.
On, Clemmer, give it back to me.
Being drafted.
No, I just feel like an asshole. Sorry.
You should. You should feel very bad.
Being drafted.
Very mean.
The wife thing, Francis.
They drafted. Could use you to stuff the muskets.
You guys make a lot of jokes. That was my high school job.
You were stuffing muskets.
You were stuffing muskets.
Wait, for real?
No, dude.
No, I don't mean like with his body. I mean like for reenactments and the fucking... No! Seems like something you do. I don't know.
You giant fool.
I didn't think with his body. It seems like you'd seem like someone that would do Revolutionary War reenactments.
Never stuffing muskets.
Oh, I didn't had nothing to do with that.
Okay, so Francis, you're going with the drafted or wife thing.
This is tough. God, I want to say I think that being drafted, it's so crazy to me that it is a gender thing. It's crazy, you know, that because we need so many people for war, and it is supposed to be random, and yet it's young men between this age and this age, and you know, I find that crazy.
All right, so one.
By the way, maybe I don't know, but if we were to hold a draft today, would it be?
I feel like
irrational. I don't think we would ever have a draft again.
No,
people would just go.
Nope. But
on my birthday, when I had to sign up to vote and for selective service, that was scary as fuck.
It really was. Yeah.
But would it be now that women serve in the military?
It says no. Women have never been subject to the selective service registration or military draft in America.
Nor right. ever will be?
Who knows about the future? But let's say we had a draft tomorrow, women wouldn't be in it because they didn't enter selective service.
When was
they
the last draft?
Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. It was a draft for Vietnam.
That
is
Muhammad Ali.
Big
thing. So major thing. Conscientious subject.
It's a big reason why we never have a draft again.
My dad like tells a story of his older brother was like possibly like the perfect age to get drafted, and like that night it was literally on the draft lottery, the TV of like it was like depending on when your birthday was, they would just put out random birthdays, and like everybody was just sitting around their TV that night, like waiting to hope their birthday was not called. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like such a tense moment. And like he's like one guy like down the block like got drafted, and he was like crazy and was like going around on a bicycle like I got drafted.
He was happy.
He like won the lottery, and then I think he might have actually died in Vietnam.
Jesus. And then like with these wars too, it's way worse because like World War II, like you got like a good reason for it or something. Like Vietnam, like what the fuck are you accomplishing there? Like,
well, you're killing Charlie.
Yeah, I guess so. Pat.
So I said drafting, right?
You just picked drafting.
Being drafted.
It's which is worse, right?
Yeah, which is worse about being a guy, the wife murder thing or being drafted?
I don't know. Part of me, like I said, draft, like being in the military would be cool. And then I was thinking like, oh, once the war is done, it's over. You can wash your hands of it. But
that's the one thing.
Never
we
think
all
about
know.
That
we
again.
All know that's not true. So I think it's the draft.
Another one for the draft, KB.
Yeah, just thinking about Vietnam and all like the boys of the arts who were subjected to Vietnam and getting exploding to death.
Exploding to death.
Exploding
yeah,
to death. One.
It's so unfair.
Sorry, Nick.
That's the price you pay for living in the best country in the world.
That damn right.
Mm-hmm.
I think the draft is at this point a rational fear, as is your wife getting murdered and you getting blamed.
your wife dying is more likely than I think the draft coming back.
Yeah, I mean, yes. We're all past the age of drafted.
Oh yeah, we
as of right
27.
The clear.
Oh, it was usually 20. It's 18 to 20, but the Vietnam was 20, I believe.
Okay. Oh, so we're
you can still sign up for the army until you're 33.
Yeah, so we're set. You're good. If you want to join.
Go, Tommy.
Just missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go wife.
One for wife.
Yeah, the draft. It's really not something I think about. Like even when like people were joking, was it a couple years ago with Iran?
World War III.
Yeah.
It's like, last year. That's
such a list of ailments that I feel like I could use to get out of any possible service. My wife dying is possible.
Mm-hmm. Suicide.
I'd have nobody to tickle my back.
I'm married to Tommy.
So yeah, I think that's way more of a grounded and realistic fear at this point.
Clemmer?
The worst thing about being a guy, I guess, encompassing not so much a fear right now, was the draft. Like I said, I was legitimately really worried. My friends were scared. Like it was it's a scary reality. And think about what those guys went through in the 40s, World War II, and obviously Vietnam. That shit's very terrifying. And going, even signing up for selective service was like one of the scariest moments.
Did I do that?
Teenager.
We all did that?
I did that.
I don't remember.
I don't think you get your driver's license. No, what is it?
Yeah, your IRS won't give you, like, you won't get, like, so returns.
You have your registered to vote. Yeah.
That seems great.
Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Then you sign up for selective service.
Yeah. It's almost impossible not to. And in fact, you can go to prison if you don't do it.
Mm-hmm. So the winner of that is going to be getting drafted. Before we get into the next half of the bracket, let's talk about Ibotta. All right, let's talk about Ibotta. Picking up burgers or hot dogs for the summer barbecue? You know you're doing it, so why not get some cash back for it? With Ibotta. Ibotta gives you some cash back on hundreds of grocery items from produce to personal care to pantry goods so that you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Either link your loyalty account or upload your receipt after you shop to get your cash back. It's that easy. The average Ibotta user earns up to $120 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip. Or you can use your cash back to buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been dying to go to, or that fancy dinner you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you get real cash back that you can cash into your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. You can earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers, too, when you start using Ibotta, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying that out. All you have to do is try it out. Trying Ibotta using the code LIGHTS when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code LIGHTS. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code LIGHTS.
Sass getting drafted would be the funniest fucking.
Oh my God.
You'd be the bitchiest soldier in the entire army.
So you fucking kidding me, guys?
Tommy, but yeah, you're barking loud.
No, I know. I would be just right there, but I'm too old to get drafted.
Yeah. That would be so terrifying. Yeah. Just like sitting back middle.
18 is so young.
They're so young. That's crazy. Okay, so now we have the number 6 seed versus the 11. The 6 seed is being expected to be the breadwinner. Number 6 going up against the number 11 seed, getting prostate exams.
That's so bad.
Yeah, some of us got them younger than others. Clemmer.
Well, I am not even close to breadwinner. And
all right.
Doesn't keep me up at night. You know, I got no problems with that. So the prostate exams, though, is not something I'm looking forward to, and it's going to be happening soon.
Your wife's going to get aloha'd real quick.
And laid.
I can at least do that part. But it's definitely the prostate exams. Like, I'm already dreading it.
Prostate exams, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, as a guy who's had a prostate exam, it was not pleasant.
You got molested. Was coming.
I mean, the expectation to be the breadwinner, it's bad, but also I guess if I wasn't, I don't know if I personally would care that much. It'd be like, oh, nice, we have even more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, would I rather my wife make more money or less money? I forgot how bad that prostate exam was, so I'm going to go.
You blocked it out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you're good with the prostate exam?
Yeah, prostate exam.
Yeah, I think I think all of my friends' girlfriends or wives, they make more.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Wage gap's a myth. I don't think that would bother me too much. I'm gonna go prostate exam.
Another prostate exam, KB.
Yeah, I've been dreading this since I was strangely young.
Prostate exam?
Yeah.
So I gotta get it out of the way.
You just gotta knock it out of the way.
Before I was that night with my uncle.
No, before I was even acutely aware of what
I'm like, what?
Hey, it might be
I was terrified of prostate exam.
So, Tommy,
like
you got
very excited for like everyone else. Well, Pat, I guess. No, but I'm very excited for everyone else to join the fun.
Oh, yeah, Pat. How do you?
Pat's never gotten one professionally.
Yeah.
I don't think. Have you given your answer yet?
Prostate?
Yeah, the prostate. But from a medical standpoint, there's no pleasure to that.
Yeah.
It does, your
what is a prostate exam or what?
And it's terrifying because if they find something, right? that's horrible. Cool.
What is it? It's prostate exam. Or what's the other one?
That's just two-fingered, isn't it?
Oh, it's going up against being expected to be the bread.
But you got a colonoscopy. Prostate exam.
Yeah, that's not an issue.
I think it's prostate exam because there's no pleasure involved.
Mm. And there's the fear of them finding something.
And there's the fear of them finding something. Breadwinner, it's like, who gives a fuck? I don't care about that.
Right.
Francis?
I was told that they're phasing out this method of prostate exams and that there's another way to
AI.
Do it now.
There has to be.
Yeah.
I want my AI
general practitioner was like, we're not
camera.
Doing it with the finger as a rectal exam anymore.
Tommy's going to the doctor on Throwback Thursday.
Prostate hurts.
Please, doctor. Please. Once for the old times.
You know, some people lie to get Xanax. You're going to lie to get prostate exams.
Tommy's doctor did that exam and pulled out a bowl of leeches. All right.
My butt hurts so bad.
Doctor, I don't know what it is. I think it's my asshole.
I think it's like deep inside. It's like deep inside my asshole. The pain.
No, the cameras are too cold, doctor.
Francis?
So I think the breadwinner thing, it follows the having to protect your family. I think it's just these massive, weird, outdated societal expectations that have been the case for so long and should be rendered obsolete in this as we make progress towards equality. Like, yes, close the wage gap. Have women make the same amount of money as men, but then
you're being a little gay, dude.
Yeah. And don't expect men to, be the primary breadwinner anymore. I don't know. That seems.
I think it's different than the protecting your family, though, because if someone breaks into your house, it's almost always a man. So it's like, all right, well, that's kind of the price I pay,
Feels a little sexist.
Oh, a lot of women are breaking into houses?
You think women can't break into homes?
Like a woman, and you're like, wife, get down there. Like she's... Yeah.
Like you tag out, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. A woman wouldn't break into your home. She would start an affair with the husband and wreck the home.
Damn right. So the prostate exam's going to win. Next matchup is the number 3 seed. Being expected to be handy up against the number 14 seed, which is being expected to deal with all bugs, critters, and intruders. The intruders part we'll leave off, I guess, a little bit with the protective family thing. But bugs and critters.
Bugs and critters.
So being the bugs and critters destroyer versus being expected to be very handy.
Oh, it's good. And there's one here that almost bridges the gap between the two, which is unclogging the toilet.
Ugh.
Because it's gross and it's handy. Ooh, this is tricky. I'm going to go with bugs and critters, mostly because we live in New York City and you can hire a task rabbit to do anything for about $35. Hang a TV, put holes in drywall, whatever the fuck you need to do. I just have never had to learn how to do any of these handy things. So that's where it's at.
I'm going to go with the bugs and critters.
Bugs and critters.
Pat.
Bugs and critters.
Bugs and critters. Do you really hate bugs and critters?
It's just, I don't really have a reason, to be honest with you. My brain is shutting down right now. Bugs and critters, just because it's you don't know what you're gonna get. Like at least with being handy, you can
YouTube tutorial.
You can go into it and kind of figure your way out. But bugs and critters are unpredictable. And being in New York City, it's foul.
Something I learned in my very first apartment was you're not supposed to crush the cockroaches because then the eggs spread or something like that. I mean, yeah, that, this led. I remember the last time we talked
about this. I had an existential crisis.
You did, because you had cockroaches all over your house.
No, I had like one cockroach in my apartment, and I like smashed it. And then I literally had been told that, and I forgot about that advice until you brought it up.
Dirty.
I never got another one.
Dirty home, huh?
New York City, baby.
I'm just saying. It's not like tidy.
Poor. Very poor.
Baby.
Yeah. Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I'm going to go handy. I think I dread having kids and having to set up their toys and play sets. And
that's not even handy. Really what I was like, talking about. I thought I was thinking like house handy. Stuff.
That is.
It falls under the same.
That's what I'm terrified of.
Like, but that's like, I feel like putting together like an IKEA thing.
No, all my friends sucks who have kids are like, Christmas Eve is a nightmare because all night you're putting together bikes
you're getting
and
more.
I kind of like that. I
love doing it.
You say that, but then it's like 2 a.m. and you're like putting the bike together. You're like, I'm going to
despise that.
Dude, every
make
time.
Make your child the happiest.
But they're like, I just want to, they'll text me because they know I'm up late and they're like, be so thankful you don't have kids. I'm going to drive myself crazy putting together this playhouse. It's 2:30 in the morning. This sucks. I'm like, oh, really? I just had a cider. I'm feeling good.
Of course. You'd say that about any time. Of
anytime you text. you
get hey, I just had a cider. Back.
Things are going great over here. I don't know what to tell
you. I'm having a cider.
Nick.
I'd love to be the godfather of your child.
That would I wouldn't let you near my child. Ugh. Right on my back. It's like, ugh.
Ugh. He's here. He needs just a back tickle.
Stay away from Mr. Smokes.
Make
stay
sure
away.
Make sure you stop if daddy comes in.
You guys should work up a godfather bet. One, the loser ooh. Is the...
I absolutely not. I'm not. Would you have him ever take care of your child?
If you win...
I actually am,
doesn't really mean anything.
No.
Yeah, they don't do shit.
I don't want the, my poor child has, who's your, you know, that question does come up once in a while. Is it Tommy Smokes?
Yeah, you're right.
Weird lonely guy that
I am
lives,
a godfather.
Are you?
My cousin's kid.
Does it know a lot of people or
does it know a lot?
No, does that your your cousin is a lonely person.
Yeah, no.
Why would they pick you?
Because you know, I'm Smokes. I wasn't even Smokes back then.
How that was? You had to have been the youngest godfather.
My God,
21, 20.
That's too young to be a godfather.
I was a godfather I guess you, when I was
no, maybe
younger.
Really,
yeah.
I think
a godfather too.
I'm a spiritual guide to multiple
18.
Children. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, I think I have three god kids.
Three god kids.
Wow.
Yeah. I wanted. There was a while where like I was trying to collect god kids. Like,
I was a confirmation.
Yeah, we know you like to collect
children. I was 13.
What?
Yeah, my neighbor Zeke looked up to me. He's older.
Shut up.
What?
Zeke?
Yeah,
I know him.
Right.
I didn't know. I'm
his confirmation sponsor.
And he's older.
I was a kid of God, a child of God. I never sinned in front of him.
I find it hard to believe anyone's ever looked up to you.
No, he knows. That's all.
That's a good one.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Fine. Fine joke, my friend.
Clever.
I didn't go.
Yeah. Nick.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Fuck you. Making fun of my joke.
The fine joke was amazing. I think I'm pretty handy. I like building furniture and like getting stuff and building.
Me too.
I think it's fun. I like laying all the pieces out, opening up the instruction manual. I like it when it's confusing.
I can't do it. My brain breaks.
But bugs are gross. I'm disgusted by spiders, anything flying. And then you smack them, and it still leaves the residue on the wall.
Yeah.
You gotta, yeah. I've never been brave enough to like cup it in my hands and just throw it outside.
Mm-hmm. So one for bugs.
Bugs.
Tommy?
This is tough. I really, really don't like bugs. Bo Burnham has a funny lyric in his song where it's like everybody's a feminist until there is a spider around or something like that. Five years, I think it is. Shout out, Bo Burnham.
yeah.
Big shout out, Bo.
I'm going to kill that bug though for myself. Like I'm not killing that for my wife's or girlfriend's like plush. Like if I see a bug and I'm alone in my apartment, I'm killing it because I don't want the bug around. Like I'm just gonna kill the bug. The handy thing, like I hadn't thought of it the way KB was saying of like having to build
like a toy house or some shit.
So that's something you have to do.
Right. Like you have to do it. It's your kid. Your wife is getting her nails done. It's all on you. So I will say I really don't like being handy. And yeah, there's some stuff, like Francis said, you get a TaskRabbit, but for the stuff you can't, that's miserable.
Mm-hmm. Being handy.
Yeah, I'm going with being handy as well. Now, living in, it's different here in New York, like Francis said, you can call it TaskRabbit. When I was living in New Hampshire, you don't really have that access. It's like, you know, you order furniture, you're praying it doesn't say like assembly required or anything like that, or you like try to like negotiate with the guy at Home Depot, maybe they can install it for you. I'm just terrible with that stuff. Did suck living in New Hampshire. You have like, you'd have to deal with like real like mice, and you have to deal with like putting out mouse traps and throwing away the corpses and stuff. Like that stuff's gross and sucks, but it's still better than having to build something.
So going with Handy's going to move on. The next matchup, and I like this one. Number 7, and I wonder if we can guess who submitted it. The stigma with approaching little kids to play.
All right, Kyle.
Am I wrong?
No, you're
right. As men, we can't play with little kids. One of the biggest joys in life.
It's, yeah. You're 100% correct. Versus the number 10 seed, being expected to help women and children first in an emergency. So the Titanic dilemma.
Titanic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Clemmer.
Yeah. What was it? I'm sorry. What was the first one again?
The stigma of approaching little kids.
Right. So, like, I remember one time I was in the mall and I saw a kid who didn't have, like, the mom around. And, like,
cut this right now.
Oh, it's like
don't actually cut it.
It's like a 3-year-old kid. And, like, you know, you immediately just put your hand, like, you put your hand to your side. And, like,
no.
Immediately start jerking off.
No, you.
Oh, shit.
Like, are you okay? But you don't want to, like, the kid's crying. You don't want to, like, comfort the kid.
You put your hands to your side.
You put your hands, like, away.
Why?
Because you don't want it to be like anything weird where you're trying to grab the kid. So I want
to
make
you have to put your hands to your side.
I wanted to be as unthreatening as possible. I probably should have just went compact, but I just stand there and
yeah,
I'm like,
should've.
I'm like, are you okay? And like, you know, the kid's like, I want my mommy. And it's like, all right. So your friends, you're looking for like a adult woman. You can be like, can you, you know, deal with this? Because I literally can't. I will get arrested. So like that kind of panic sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it also sucks. The kid's crying. You just want to be like, oh, I want to like help out a kid, you know, like, you know, but if you do anything, you're, you know, this weird, I don't know, even the thought of the perception freaks me out. That sucks. It's a constant anxiety. So that.
Kid, you like ciders?
No, I wouldn't know. No, I had to be over 21 to drink, Ken Jack. You know that.
Tommy.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I think like the Seinfeld George Costanza running out in the fire ahead of the woman and children. I would definitely do that. But yeah, the stigma, like the fun uncle is like, oh, that guy's a pedophile. Like,
every time. Your own nephew and niece can't play.
Yeah, I'm saying. Well,
I would go into homes and this stigma extends to the father himself. Like he's like, you have to get on the floor and play for this activity. And they just wouldn't.
I even feel weird like when someone like shows me a picture of a baby or a kid, like I feel weird being, oh my God, so cute.
Yeah.
I just say, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good picture. Like, I don't know what else to say.
I'm like, oh, he looks like you.
Yeah.
Say they look like that parent.
So keep that in the tank.
Smart.
I mean, even like if I like see like a girl in the city with like a stroller, like I've seen her before, like going for a jog, like just going for a jog with the baby. Just think, oh, that's nice. Like a mom getting exercise. If I saw like a man running through the city, I'd be like, whose fucking baby is that?
He stole
like,
that child.
Yeah. Well, where is he going? Like, so that stigma's, I feel like we have a lot of other ones similar to the emergency one. So I'll go with the child stigma.
The child stigma. Nick?
Yeah, I have not been in situations. I can't tell you the last time I was around a child without the parent. Especially in New York. There's not a lot of kids here. But yeah, I guess I could see like, no, I can't. It's the emergencies for me.
The emergencies, KB?
What was the emergency one?
Just women and children having to go first in emergency, getting help.
See, I don't mind that. The guilt, if I didn't do that, I would feel horrible. I couldn't move myself.
You'd be alive, though.
Yeah, no, that is actually fearful, so I'll go with that.
So you go with the women and kids?
Yeah.
Oh, going against your own pick.
See, that was a bad pick.
Tommy? Or sorry.
Yeah, women, that's like, that doesn't even cry. If we're in an emergency situation, like the kid, depending on how old they are, I will get them out of that situation first. But if it is a single woman and it's me or them to live within an emergency situation, I'm choosing myself 10 times out of 10. And if the kid is in their teens, I'll still probably choose myself. I think if it's like, you know, a young, like a toddler or something, you'd feel bad and save the kid. But no, for sure, that's a much worse stigma, having to put women and having to put strangers first is what it is.
It's a stranger. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to go with the woman and kids. It's going to beat the approaching kid stigma, which I thought that was a really good pick.
Me too. Yeah, I guess it was. It was solid.
So women and kids moving on. Last matchup of the day, the number two seed, the expectation of bravery. Mm. The expectation for you to be brave as a dude versus,
I feel like, there's been a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's going up against the number 15 seed, having to pick out an engagement ring.
Ooh.
I've had to do this twice.
Yeah, not something you want to fuck up. So, Tommy, it's the number two seed, the expectation of bravery versus having to buy an engagement ring, like pick out the right engagement ring, which it is very hard.
So, my grandma and her will left me her engagement ring.
Yeah, but what if your girl hates it?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, that's the like
that's even more pressure.
Is it like sweet or like I got to soup it up a little bit, I guess?
Yeah, soup it up. Is it just a single diamond?
I put two little ones on the side. It in years, I don't know. I'd imagine like it's like from the 1940s or
pawned it for drug money years ago.
I'd imagine it's not like the biggest diamond in the world.
That's a lot of pressure for you to get married.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, I'm the only male on either side of my family to carry on.
What?
Family.
Well, you gotta get moving.
You're the last Gabelli,
the last Terrani.
Young,
really?
Yep. Yeah, so last. We actually, by law, I don't think we can get drafted
together.
Oh,
yeah. If you're the last, nice. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I don't think they can put like endanger a family line. I don't know if that's true or not, but
that was just Saving awesome. The plot of Saving Private Ryan.
Well, as the brothers die, all three brothers died in the same day, and they wanted to save the fourth one because the mom was really sad.
Yeah, I'm the only Terrani, and it's a small
family. Lot of pressure.
Yeah, and my mom's kind of getting on my ass.
I don't know any Scabellis. That's true. You guys are like a dying breed. Some,
but not that I'm related to.
Yeah,
I think there's 4-5 Terranis in the U.S.
Really?
That's it. Way.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more than that of Shibelis.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. At least, you don't have like.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's correctly pronouncing. I've ever heard.
That was very funny.
At least, like my
that
issue.
Be, it's better than that.
My issue is I can never be the best Kennedy because that name is just stolen for all time. Like, I will never be able to Google my name, Jack Kennedy, and not see that fucking bozo that got his head blown off.
And you're probably going to get shot in the head at some point, too.
Yeah, and even then, I still wouldn't be the top result if I Googled my own name.
You really need to go out with a bang. Catch my drift.
The biggest, I need to, like, set off a nuclear bomb or something.
I guess.
In order to be the top Google result.
I don't even know if that would do it.
No, probably not. Yeah. That's the weirdest part. Clemmer, bravery, expectation of bravery versus having to pick out an engagement ring.
I've done the engagement ring twice. By the second time, you kind of have it down. So,
are you thankful that you got to do it one time before?
It helped a lot, actually. Yeah. There's a whole thing about the four C's, like carrot, color, clarity. I'm forgetting one of them. And like, you have to, the salesperson would do the whole like song and dance. The second time, like, I get it. I know your
my
whole
first
song.
Rodeo.
Yeah, I know the whole song and dance. Thanks,
Chris. Welcome back.
Yeah. A reward member.
Yeah, they have a punch card.
The third one's free.
So I gotta go with the bravery thing.
Tommy,
I think, like, if we're just, you know, going from kind of engagement to, I think the pressure of like nailing an engagement as a whole is so much pressure, like making sure, like, you know, the right people are there, it's at a nice location, like making sure that your girlfriend like looks pretty, but like, you know, she wants to make sure she likes the picture.
Nails have to be right. Yeah,
it's like you get, unless you're Clemmer, one shot at it. Like you have to nail it, and it's a big day for you, but it's the biggest day of her life, maybe besides the wedding. So I think the pressure to nail all of that. I'm gonna say there's a lot of moving parts there. I'll go with the engagement.
Yeah, let's expand it from just the ring to the full engagement.
The full engagement. Yeah. I still stick with bravery, but Tommy's right, though. There are a lot of, like, you got to go talk to her parents.
Right.
Which, luckily, you know, my in-laws are great, but still, it's like you drive all the way there, you do the whole thing. It's like, you know, you don't know what anyone's ration is going to be. It's a thing.
I thought you were going to be like, luckily, my in-laws are dead, so I didn't have to do
that. Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to it, too.
No.
Nick? Engagement process versus bravery.
Yeah. I think we've had a lot that have covered bravery, the bugs, the intruders. I'll go with a different one of the pick out an engagement ring, because if you fuck it up, I mean, you're still asking this girl to be
with you forever, and you fucked up one of the most important days of forever.
Forever or just the length of Obama's second presidency?
Yeah.
Right.
In that case. KB.
Yeah, the engagement is terrifying. Mm-hmm. But it also, I guess, that extends to being brave.
Well, the braveness of the act of engaging, getting.
I'm afraid to get on the knee and how I'll look.
Oh, okay. I guess.
How it's captured.
You'll look fine. What are you afraid of? You'll look fine.
No. That's it.
He will. Let me see. Oh, yeah. You just got to commit. You look great once you got down there.
How did you propose?
You can't do a hezzy.
Did you get compact when you proposed?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Here it goes.
Marry me, man.
Wait, I want to see your actual.
I want to see what you look like.
I went down and I was like, "Hey, will you marry me?" You know, but I did. I had a
sitting on
that. That was kind of cool.
My wife loves like escape rooms and scavenger hunts and stuff. So I made like a scavenger hunt in the apartment, and it was all like memories of us.
Terrifying to have to think of something.
No, it was
creative.
Fine. If it's like, and you know, so it was all like memories of us, and one clue led to another clue, and it was like very quiet, just in my apartment. But you know, my dog was there, and she was there, and she was happy.
Did she see it was coming?
Yeah, I mean, I think she knew it was coming eventually. I kind of surprised her. I did it on Valentine's Day.
When you said, "Hey, honey, let's do an escape room in the apartment."
No. I didn't say anything. When she walked in, there was a clue right in the front of the door. So then,
would girls prefer to see it coming?
So I did it on Valentine's Day to trick her. She's like,
That's smart.
That's smart.
She's like, "You would never." I always said, "I'm like, Valentine. Yeah, I'm like, she would never do it on a holiday." But I'm like, this made Valentine's Day special for us too. So it was a win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. That was a smart move, Pat.
Unless date to remember.
Bravery versus engagement.
It's just bravery in terms of anything.
Yeah, the expectation of being brave.
I think for me, it's like, I don't know if either really apply, but it's like a pleasant surprise if I got engaged. It's like no one's really expecting it, so I wouldn't think that's true.
That would be hilarious if you got engaged.
I don't think I'm going. It's like, whatever. I hope
this isn't a crass question. How does that work into homosexuality?
That's the other thing. It's like no one knows. You just kind of figure it out.
To phrase it.
You have to get down at the same time.
How does the homosexual propose?
Well, like, yeah.
This isn't a nature documentary, Tom.
Yeah, using the word homosexual after that.
It would be kind of I've been observing the homosexual the time, and we've yet to see one propose.
If, like, both thought it was on them to propose, and, like, they got met, like, you're fucking proposing to me? I was supposed to propose to you.
You have to get down at the same time.
Yeah,
our knees bend the opposite way, so you don't know. I don't think it's really I think bravery is much more like universal. A universal expectation of men is to be brave, and I think that comes across in many different ways. And it's a pain in the ass, and I hate it. So that.
Well, you have to be brave to propose. I'd imagine it's nerve wracking as fuck.
It's a different kind of bravery.
But if you'd
different kind of fear, a different kind of anxiety.
Yeah.
All right, so
the excitement?
The engagement is, you kind of have talked about stuff beforehand. Like, it's never, you always, unless you're, if you know the answer when you propose, I'll put it that way. If you don't know the answer, you probably shouldn't propose.
Yeah, I kind of wish they were a little more unexpected. I feel like when I was younger, I thought proposals were like a little more easy.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Is she going to say yes?
It's a whole
they're going
show
on a trip
now.
Together. Or they
like, yeah.
The winner is going to be the engagement ring. Now we have our playoffs. Before we do that, let's talk about BetterHelp. All right, let's talk about BetterHelp. Sometimes we're faced with a crossroad in life and we don't know what path to take. Maybe you're thinking about a career change or you're feeling like your relationship needs some TLC. Whatever your problem is, therapy can help you map out your future and you can trust yourself to find the way forward. And we've used BetterHelp. I used it over COVID. It was awesome. You can basically use it if you don't want to see a therapist in person, you can use them over the phone. You can look at them over Zoom. Anything you need, it's super, super easy. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is also super handy because having to take all the time of your day to actually physically go to an office is sometimes a massive, and I mean massive pain. And that's even here in New York City where like you can get there relatively quicker. You're at least geographically closer than having to drive like further out of your way like some of you guys have to do. So just fill out a brief questionnaire and you can get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Thanks to BetterHelp. All right. Now we have the number, I believe it was the 5 seed, the Balls versus.
Oh, geez.
Having to protect your family. Always a rough one.
Balls versus having to protect your family. I go first. Oof, that's tough. I feel like something happening with your balls, whether it be like a readjustment or just thinking about them, happens every single day. It's a much more like regular thought. But then the stakes are so much higher when you have to protect your family because death is involved. Hmm. Oh, my God. I don't know which is worse. I think just because of the rarity of having to protect your family in a life and death situation and always dealing with your balls, it has to be balls. You're always thinking about – you're never – a day doesn't go by in a man's life where you don't think about your balls. Mm-hmm. Or they don't control your, or they don't control your thoughts.
Now we observe the homosexual.
It's an Achilles heel. It's both your biggest weakness and your biggest strength.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very true.
Very poetic.
Wow, that was profound.
It is. It's both your biggest weakness and your biggest strength. They require upkeep.
That's also
they require maintenance. True. Which I guess is the
smooth
same
balls
thing.
Feel so good. Though.
Are they the first part of the human body to get stinky post shower?
Probably,
definitely, yeah. Unless you have like a thigh
balls or pits. The pits get stinky.
I think my,
I don't really, my pits don't really smell.
Do you know your arms?
No, of course. No, no.
Your arms are up so much more often than your
all deodorant. That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Manscaped.com
promo code LCB before you get yours.
There you go. Yeah, I mean balls are just. Every day, it's something with the balls. Every fucking day. And that's not even debatable. It's balls. It's balls.
Every day with these things.
Every day with the balls.
KB. Balls.
Protecting your family. Like the thought of like having to jump in front of a blade to save my pansexual teen daughter. Who's a that was horrifying.
Protecting the family.
I'm pro balls. I think it's awesome to have balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, protecting the family.
Protecting the family, Tommy?
Yeah, like we talked about. There's some good with the balls.
Please,
Getting them licked, getting them kissed.
Kissing balls. Don't talk about
everybody loves
balls kissed.
Your balls have never gotten kissed to the point where it makes the smooch sound.
I prefer to have my balls like French kiss, made out with.
Ew.
Yeah.
What?
I like it. I just like them hugged. I like when my balls are hugged.
Mm. Yeah. The gentle cup, I'll do it to myself. That's a great feeling.
You cup the balls.
Yeah.
Yes. There's no good fear. The fear of... What is it? This is protecting family. Yeah, I feel like this encapsulates a lot of the ones we've eliminated where it's bravery, expectation of bravery. So, like the emergency one, I'll go with this.
I know it doesn't count, but I'll go. Balls are, they hurt. You get kicked. They're a pain in the ass. Like, balls are a pain in the ass. Where protecting my family, I'd rather protect my family than my wife.
Crazy.
I don't want my wife. I feel horrible if I'm sitting upstairs. My wife is downstairs, like, protecting the family. So, it's the better option.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got to go balls, but I know I lost.
Yeah, protecting the family is going to move on. Now we have the getting drafted versus having to put a lot more effort into getting laid.
Oh, getting drafted. That's terrifying.
Sad that these are next to each other.
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, getting drafted would be way worse than not getting laid. But I really just don't. Like, if I'm just thinking selfishly, I don't see any world where any of us in this room are ever going to get drafted.
Very true.
So, I'm going to go.
It's part of being a guy, though. Like, so at one point, you were at risk.
I've never been actually afraid of getting drafted.
You didn't even know if you signed up for Selective Service.
Yeah. Like, having a, you know, like KB's one on the playing game, like you got to send the first message on a dating app on Insta. You got to be, you got to pay for the first date, ask her the first date, plan the first date, blah, 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 blah. That's I'm going to go with that. The effort to get laid.
Effort to get laid.
You just get DMs and you respond doors open and then send it.
And then send a picture of me ass up.
Yeah. So Tommy's going to go with a sex effort, Nick.
A drafted.
Getting drafted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get laid at all when I was 23. I didn't get laid the entire year. Okay? The entire year 23, I didn't have any sex.
Yeah, that's when he made Eve.
I still had a better year than I would have if I had gotten drafted.
Mm.
Right.
Oh, this is not even a question.
Did you attempt to get laid?
I was living in Florida and I didn't really know anyone. And I was just.
Are there any other years of your adult life you haven't been laid, do you think?
No.
That's a good question.
No.
Oh, I've got multiple years.
After you lost your virginity, multiple years?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I had a gap between my first and my second, and then since then, every year.
I don't think I got laid my freshman or sophomore year of college.
That I can't. I mean,
I probably had a couple years after.
It's I'm sorry, 24. 2004 was the year I did not get laid.
Probably like a year gap.
It did. That entire year.
I think I'm sitting on 4 years.
Yeah, I like the Red Sox. I root for them.
What? I think I've gone four separate years without getting.
That's presidential term.
Crazy.
Not in a row.
Not in a row.
Not in a row.
All right.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, I think my longest was like a year, but I'm also like a girlfriend guy.
That's what happened with me eventually.
Yeah, I think it just makes it significantly easier.
Right.
We all fuck right now?
I mean,
one big ass.
All right.
Is that what we're getting towards?
It feels like that.
Yeah. Can we shut the.
And then give each other
the camera.
State exams.
KB.
Yeah, guys went to Vietnam just to try to get laid.
It's true. Yeah.
Do now, too. They go to Thailand and all those places.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's your vote?
Tell Kenjack about your trip.
You went to Thailand?
No, I'm doing a. I'm going to Thailand for 20 days. Solo trip.
Wait, for
what?
For fun.
For real?
20 days is still pending.
So wait, but you're going for...
I planned, yeah.
You're going to Thailand alone as a man.
Southern Thailand.
The Malay, land of the ladyboy.
Malay Peninsula.
For 20 days?
You
know the connotation.
I don't know if it's going to be 20... I know, but it's... Yeah, I want to do a 20-day solo trip.
Why?
3 weeks.
That has to be a hard sell to, like, your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what we're working on. We're working on the number of days...
Why?
And the location.
I've always wanted to do a solo vacation where no one will know me. It'd be nothing but peace and
you chose Thailand?
I get that.
20 days.
You can just go like upstate.
Phuket, like all the
yeah, go to
Peaks.
Go to
It wouldn't feel like a real solo vacation.
Dude,
I want a backpack.
You know what everybody thinks you're going to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. If the connotation is so.
You know me and
distorted.
Trust me, then you should.
Just go to Europe. Go anywhere else. Go to Europe for 20 days.
You can even go to like an adjacent, go to Malaysia and you'd be fine.
I'm not going to go somewhere that I don't want. I want to go to where I want to go the most.
And that's where
my solo vacation.
Now everyone's going to wonder why.
Let me go to the place I want to go to the fifth most. No, that doesn't make any sense.
There's such a sinister.
Why is Thailand number one?
Why a solo trip?
I think it would be I wouldn't feel anxiety like going out, having fun, mingling. Meeting,
you would in every other country?
Staying in a hostel.
You're going to meet us.
But there will also be a good balance of English-speaking Americans who I can still relate to.
You're going
to
meet a Thai student.
You're going to meet some Americans.
It's a good balance of fun, nature.
Why don't you go for a week?
Sightseeing.
You're starting a life there.
A week would fly by, especially when I'm flying across the world. I want to spend at least 3-ish weeks.
The only Americans you're going to meet there are like expat pedophiles.
Guys,
like, it's not a good crew you're going to be meeting there.
Like, is the term ladyboys okay? I just said that.
I mean, the connotation is not good. That's all. We're looking out for you.
If you're someone who doesn't know me truly, then I guess the connotation might be a little sour.
Yeah.
I feel like I know you pretty well.
Yeah.
I think it shocked me when you said solo trip to Thailand. Yeah.
Well, I've always
20 days
leaving the girlfriend at home.
Yeah, girlfriend ain't coming.
Well, I've always wanted to do a solo trip, but now I guess she can do whatever solo trip she wants to.
She goes to Samoa.
Yeah, dude.
She can go to Samoa.
She goes to the Congo.
But I'm doing Bangkok for 20 days.
Okay, but why do you want?
I don't know if that will be changed in any way.
You said Phuket before. Now it's Bangkok. That's even worse.
Well, I'm flying into Bangkok. I'll probably be based in Bangkok, but I'll travel around southern Thailand.
Where are you going to stay? Hostels,
Malaysia.
Or hotels?
Maybe hostels, because I think that's part of like the solo vacation like itinerary experience.
Trying to knock everything to do that solo in Bangkok.
Things where
more or less,
will ever see or know you.
So just and the last thing I'll ask you on it, why Thailand?
Because I think it's a perfect balance of fun.
What's fun?
Nature, natural beauty, sightseeing, and like... cultural variabilities.
There's no way this is going to fly. You're not going to be allowed.
Maybe 2 weeks, but I hope to get the full experience. 20 days.
The full experience?
Yeah. When do you plan on doing it?
What does that mean, the full experience?
You know what it means.
Yes.
Oh, like the girlfriend experience?
Come on, God.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do on your face, I'm assuming there.
Come on.
At least it's not called Bangkok.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, nice 2012 joke.
Yeah. I'm old. What do you want from me? I get a dad joke every once in a while.
So you're going with this.
We got off track there.
Really off track.
Right there.
Yeah. So you went with the sex one.
Guilt trip.
What is it?
It's being drafted versus the effort it takes to get laid.
Being drafted is worse.
Being drafted is worse. Drafted's going to move on. So drafted versus having to protect your family to get into the finals. Pat.
Drafted is the worst. Yeah, definitely.
Drafted?
Just thinking about the amount of dead bodies and gruesome manners that weren't fit soldiers, by any means, I'll go drafted.
Another for drafted. Nick.
Drafted.
Drafted's going to win, but Tommy?
I would have won family.
Family?
Drafted.
Drafted for sure. Drafted is in the finals. On the other side, we have being expected to be handy versus getting your prostate checked. Clemmer.
I honestly, being expected to be handy has caused a lot more dilemmas in my life.
Than getting a prostate
check? I'm not Tommy. I haven't had any encounters yet with
which is kind of crazy, too.
Yeah, he had a prostate exam before. Yes, it's very crazy. I think but when you're 50, you have to get it, right? Something like that?
I think it's younger now. You're supposed to be getting it younger.
I'm 44. I mean, 40.
Probably should.
I think you're supposed to be getting it when you're 30s now.
No, I didn't know. I had a full checkup.
They pushed the age.
Yeah, they pushed it.
Like 16?
No, they went no, when I turned 40, I went and got a full checkup, like everything. And I'm like, do I have to get that? They're like, not yet. I think when you're 50. I'm like, oh.
Okay. Tommy?
As a guy who's had a prostate exam, if you like said you have the option of spending 4 hours building this fucking dresser or a finger in your ass for 5 seconds, I think I'd take the finger in my ass.
He's right.
That's a really good point.
Wow.
You don't get any peace of mind after building the dresser.
Yeah.
Right. No, you come after the prostate exam. So I'll go with the handiness.
Two for handy.
I'm going to go prostate exam because there's the fear while it's happening.
That you feel
like,
something?
Yeah.
And you feel like a little double tap on your like...
It's just like, what's going on? When is he going to stop?
Yeah, why is he... Why?
It's 25 minutes.
KB.
Why does he have to do a taste test?
And why do you say, don't tell your parents about this?
Tommy, that's an incredible point. I don't even know if I would even care too much to get a finger up my ass. I don't know. I don't think it would hurt. I don't think
I know
would.
The perfect place for you to go.
Please. You guys are going to fucking ruin this vacation.
We're not the police.
Being handy.
Being handy.
Yeah.
Same.
Being handy.
Being handy, yeah.
On the other side, it is planning the engagement, like making sure the engagement is perfect and all of that, versus women and kids getting to go first in case of an emergency, the Titanic syndrome we were talking about.
First thing.
Women and children first. Nick?
Yeah, I'll go with that one. But it's not as strong as I think it once was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
No, I'd say playing the engagement because if I don't see the women and children, then I'm just guilty and I hate myself.
That's why you should choose that.
No, but the alternative is amazing guilt. If I just say the women and children, I won't have the guilt.
Right, but I'm saying part of this whole scenario is the expectation that you are supposed to do.
I know, but it's so ingrained in me that there's no good option there. Like at least with the perfect engagement, then I have the stress and everything else. You know what I'm saying?
So to get into the finals... the Titanic syndrome, women and children going to go ahead of you in any sort of emergency situation versus having to be handy or being expected to be handy.
Being handy by a mile.
Being handy by a mile. I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, this is really tough. The being handy one, like you can hire a task rabbit in a lot of situations.
Yeah, but that's emasculating in its own right. Another that's man fine. Coming into your home and building something for your wife.
Not fine by me.
Slippery slope
versus the whole dying thing.
I think the whole dying, we're like, oh, I better fucking protect my fucking kid.
Not even your kid, other women and children.
Yeah. Like that, this is the thing, like this is worse than the family one.
Yeah.
Because this includes strangers.
Right.
Like this includes like there's a fucking you're in a plane sinking plane in the ocean, you're gonna help some little fucking shithead kid on a raft before you go.
You save the kid, get back, lauded as a hero, they dig up old tweets of you.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
So I'm gonna go with the women and children one.
Women and children?
Women and children.
Women and children?
Yeah.
That's gonna win, but Pat?
Same.
Women and children into the finals. So women and children versus getting drafted for the finals.
Huh. Oh my god.
I almost feel like the women and children one encapsulates getting drafted.
Yeah.
Because it's like women and children can't get drafted.
It does.
Yeah, that's also true.
I don't know. I mean, part of it is like getting drafted is a very like, well, that's years of your life if you get drafted. And
you come
like,
back fucked up.
You come back fucked up. There's like always the looming threat of death. Whereas if it's just like protecting yourself, you have that moment where it's like, okay, it's over with after this.
This could be the worst old takes expose of all time. I feel pretty confident none of us here are ever getting drafted.
But I think
we all get drafted.
Kind of giving out like posthumous honor to how fucked up it was for these people to.
Yeah.
I just think very selfishly.
I think it's much more realistic to have to save someone, like in this day and age, like to put yourself at risk in whatever situation, active shooter, than it is to get drafted. So I think that is much more realistic and much worse. There's a higher risk of death in that situation. So I'm going to go with that.
The win of children?
Correct.
AB?
I'll still go drafted.
Another for drafted?
Yeah, drafted is still like you go to war, you fight in war, and you come back, and you're still not as big as a hero of the guys that volunteered.
Mm. Yeah, right. Yeah, I always
those the guys that volunteered that had to have hated the drafted guys.
Yes.
Can you just lie and be like, "Yeah, I wanted to come"?
I don't know.
I mean, they could find out somehow, but
yeah. Or if you find out you're getting drafted, you sprint to go volunteer.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going drafted.
Two for drafted.
War is hell.
I'm going women and children. Like I said, I think that encapsulates, like, the draft is one of those things where it's literally us going ahead of women and children to defend them. I think it, if we just go women and children, encapsulates a lot of other scenarios too. So I'll go.
Yeah, but I think the draft not being your choice is
that's exactly my point. Saving women and children is still my choice in theory. Where getting drafted is completely out of my control. That's why getting drafted is going to win.
Getting drafted. Getting drafted, which was
one
Francis' submission.
Wow.
Very rare on the bracket. So Francis picked getting drafted.
Wow.
Oh, wow. No, wait. Change my vote.
Yeah, can we change?
Vote for the other. Who had
balls.
The other one?
I'm doing balls, actually.
The other one had Tommy, so you might.
Oh!
So it's Tommy versus Francis in the finals.
I'm so glad I picked Francis.
Yeah, I know. You lingered for a second. I was like, oh, he's about to give Tommy.
Oh, fuck Tommy.
So the winner, episode 89 of the bracket, is getting drafted. And Francis. Francis will get to pick the topic next week. But until then, see you guys later.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.